The war's toll for February 1st, 2006. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released in the past 7 days, who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as a list of Iraqi civilians who were killed early in the invasion, early in March 2003. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, February 1st, 2006, 2,446 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,243 are U.S. soldiers. In this past week, 9 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 324 coalition soldiers have been killed. Of that number, 259 are U.S. soldiers. No reported deaths of U.S. or coalition soldiers in the past week. We still have no numbers whatsoever for Afghanis who have been killed in the war since the invasion in October 2001. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths, 31,891, according to IraqBodyCount.org. Agencies inside and outside Iraq estimate the actual total of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion of March 19, 2003, at well over 100,000 and closer to 200,000. In the past week, at least 150 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in January of 2006 to 773, and just through the first day in February, already 17 have been killed. That should qualify that by saying those numbers are at least those totals of Iraqi civilians that have been killed. And now I will read the names first of Iraqi civilians. These civilians, again, were reported killed early after the invasion, March 19, 2003. Again, I will apologize to Arabic-speaking people. I do my best to pronounce the names, which are difficult for a Western-trained tongue, and I believe they will at least give me the credit for attempting to say the names and as a way to memorialize the folks that have been killed, those ones that we do know of who have been identified. Mirwan Hussein Manane Abhadle, 13-year-old boy. Mirthafra Jassem, 11-year-old boy. Naem Salem, 40-year-old man. Kusai Atta Allah, 18-year-old man. Sabah Saleh Mumed Al-Salehi, 25-year-old man. Saber Sabar Asaf Ahmed Al-Asafe, 19-year-old man. Sabri Muhammad Ali, 31-year-old man. Salih Muhammad Salih Al-Saidie, age not given, man. Sabah Salm Mahmed, 50-year-old man. Thea Mahmed Kader, 11-year-old boy. And now the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released in the past 7 days who were killed in Iraq. On the 23rd of January, Matthew D. Hunter, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Valley Grove, West Virginia. Also on the 23rd of January, Lance M. Chase, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Also on the 23rd of January, Peter D. Wagler, 18 years old, U.S. Army, Partridge, Kansas. On the 24th of January, Sean H. Miles, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Midlothian, Virginia. On the 25th of January, Jerry M. Michael Durbin, Jr., 26 years old, U.S. Army, Spring, Texas. Also on the 25th of January, Joshua Allen Johnson, 24 years old, Army National Guard, Richford, Vermont. On the 27th of January, Hugo R. Lopez, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, La Habra, California. On the 28th of January, Felipe C. Barbosa, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, High Point, North Carolina. Also on the 28th of January, David L. Herrera, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Oceanside, California. Also on the 28th of January, Brian J. Schaff, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Manchester, Tennessee. On the 30th of January, Alan Stewart Douglas, 22 years old, British Army, Northfield, Aberdeen, Scotland. On the 31st of January, Gordon Alexander Pritchard, 31 years old, British Army, United Kingdom. This has been The War's Toll for the week ending February 1st, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their families and loved ones in all countries.